5 and 10 from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me today via Skype to help give some context to a situation that's been unfolding and dominating our news cycle for the last, couple of months anyway. That is the situation between Russia and the West over Ukraine. Is an expert in geopolitical negotiations and machinations, and an author of several books that have shed light on this subject, Alliance of Evil, and most recently, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. We welcome back to the program Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Bob, the one question that I keep getting hung up on is, what does NATO, what does the Biden administration hope to gain by rejecting out of hand the demand by Vladimir Putin that we guarantee that Ukraine never becomes a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO?
Well, two things here. First of all, go back 30 years when the Iron Curtain fell and Russia collapsed on Christmas Day, 1991. At that time, Putin was a KGB agent making the transition. And of course, he's been the president of the Russian Federation for some time. But he reflects 30 years ago and, you know, really mourns the loss of the Soviet Empire, much less the Russo-Ukrainian Empire that fell when Nicholas III was overcome by Vladimir Lenin in 1917. Now, given that, given his promise a year ago that he was going to reinstate the Ukraine to the Russian Federation and the historic legacy of the former empire, and given that the West, especially the United States, is divided and the Europeans are more concerned about domestic issues, and oh, by the way, his key partner, President Xi in China, is fully supportive of what he wants to do in Ukraine. Now, that is background. NATO, of course, has been given a list of requirements that Putin gave to Blinken, our Secretary of State, a couple weeks ago, and we responded this past week. Basically, what Putin wants is a buffer zone. He wants Ukraine and the Republic of Georgia never to become part of NATO. He wants what I call the Green Line from the Baltics all the way down to Moldova to be really removed from the NATO alliance and to act as part of the buffer between the Russian Federation and Western Europe. Plus, Putin insists that no nuclear or major weapon systems of the West, of NATO, would be in that so-called buffer area. Now, Blinken responded, and evidently, though it wasn't published, his response was no to all of those requests. And so we find ourselves today similar to where we were in this time in 2014, right after the Sochi Olympics. And Vladimir Putin was building up forces on the eastern part of Ukraine. And of course, he quickly moved in, seized and annexed Crimea, historically part of the Russian Federation. And then, of course, he lit up a insurgency in eastern part, mostly the Donbas area of eastern Ukraine, that's been ongoing ever since. Now, what we're concerned about is that they'll do precisely the same thing, but this time take off a larger chunk of Ukraine, probably all the way to the Dnieper River, which is right in the middle of the country next to Kiev, the capital. They have the tanks, 1,200 of them, plenty of artillery, infantry fighting vehicles to the east. They're building up forces in Belarus to due north and have planned an exercise the 10th to the 20th of February. In Moldova, for a long time, they've had a regiment of forces there, sort of as an occupying force. And then, of course, to the south, they have the Russian fleet. So Ukraine is surrounded. It could very well fall. It has a military, albeit not nearly as strong as what it faces with the Russian onslaught, potentially. And so you have NATO that's shipping in equipment. The U.S. and U.K. have probably sent $1 billion worth of arms and ammunition in there. and others are providing some sort of encouragement. And of course, we've activated some forces with the possibility of joining the NATO reaction force, which is 40,000 strong, to go reinforce the eastern border of NATO. And so you have all these issues coming to fruition. I don't think that it will happen probably for another week or so, primarily because of two factors. They don't want to disrupt the Olympics in China. And of course, Xi and Putin are good friends and good confidants. Nor do they want to disrupt other activities of negotiation. There's a negotiation this week in Berlin, which is called the Normandy format, that includes the Ukrainians, the Russians, Germans, and French. And of course, Lavrov, the foreign minister, has agreed to meet with Blinken again. And of course, today they had an exchange of harsh words that included the word Nazi at the United Nations. So the temperature is pretty high. I would hope that things would begin to cool down, that there will not be an incursion into Ukraine. But we've already seen a escalation in cyber attacks by the Russians. We have seen proxies go in and try to create a pretext. We have seen all sorts of harsh words exchanged. And of course, from the Western perspective, there is considerable consternation with what Putin has done in the past and what he may do in the future. So that's kind of a one over the world.
Mm-hmm. Given that Ukraine is right next door to Russia, part of Russia's zone of influence, and the rather tight integration of Europe into Russia's economic sphere of influence through its natural gas exports, not least of which the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which was completed in September, President Biden has threatened to kill that deal, even though the pipeline's been completed. Europe gets about a third of its energy via Russian natural gas. Why would we draw a line in the sand over Ukraine? I mean, what is the national interest for the United States in trying to stop Russia from doing what it wants any more than Russia would try to draw a red line in the sand to stop us from, say, going into Mexico after a drug cartel?
Well, I don't see any national interest at stake here, and I've argued that in every media that I address. Now, on the Nord Stream 2, yes, the pipeline's completed, but we shot ourselves in the foot when Biden came aboard and canceled the XL pipeline, because we were a energy exporting nation. Now we're a energy importing nation. We could have helped the Germans. We could have been the safety net for Western Europe, you know, if Putin, as he's done in the past, threatened to cut off the flow of natural gas. But we're not there. We don't have that card to play. And so with no clear national interest, unless Putin decides to assault into a NATO country, then they could invoke Article 5 of the treaty, which would require us to go to their aid. Then I really don't see that we have a national interest at stake. We don't want to see a so-called democratic, albeit corrupt, Zelensky government to be overcome. He replaced, of course, before that, a conduit, a proxy of Putin, who was in there. And of course, they're bad-mouthing Zelensky and his corruption in Kiev. So back and forth, the words are going to continue to be harsh. What we'll have to wait and see is whether or not we can find some diplomatic accommodation and whether or not Mr. Putin will be satisfied with that. I think long term, though, this is his opportunity. He sees a weakened West. He sees that he has the upper hand. He believes that the economic sanctions, the financial threats that we would impose upon him, that is going through the U.S. Congress and that President Biden has threatened, they will hurt somewhat, but likely with the help of Beijing, he can circumvent the real pain and it may be worth it in his own mind. Now, keep in mind, of course, I think this is a precursor to the geopolitical shenanigans that are going to happen as we approach the time in which President Xi launches an operation against Taiwan. That, in fact, would probably be far more complex and far more dangerous to our national interest, however.
And the Chinese ambassador to the United States said in no uncertain terms over the weekend that our efforts to defend Taiwan would not be taken lightly, could lead to open war between China and the United States. Just with a couple of minutes left, Bob, what do you think the Biden administration is hoping to come out of this with? I mean, why is the Biden administration pushing this?
Well, in part because they see this as a distraction from the terrible issues at home. Inflation, certainly losses in Congress, certainly the unsecured border that we have with Mexico. You know, the list is long. You know, think of Afghanistan and the debacle there. And so, you know, any opportunity to distract from, you know, the chaotic situation that Mr. Biden's failed presidency has perpetrated on this country would be welcome. And, you know, rallying the troops and rallying, you know, I suppose, the neocons to, you know, speak out in favor of, you know, war with Russia just appeals to some people in Washington. But I will tell you, those of us in the armed forces, those of us with that sort of background, it don't relish the idea of another war. You know, we've extracted ourselves from Afghanistan, albeit disastrously. We still have troops in Syria, in Iraq. We have troops in 140 nations around the world, some that are very active and some that are just occupying positions in embassies. But we're a very very widespread military, and we don't relish another operation, especially one where the national interests are not clearly defined. And I don't think that Mr. Biden's going to try to make the case that U.S. national interests are at stake in all places like Ukraine. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, a geopolitical expert, Pentagon consultant, the author of a number of books available at the SkyWatch TV store, online skywatchtvstore.com. Most recently, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Bob, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
Eric.
Award-winning documentaries in full HD for as little as $3. I'll tell you when, where, and how straight ahead on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy and real-time world events. Develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment. Plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien and Savior, and The Evil Gene and Lucifer Effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
SkyWatch TV depends on your support to do what we do. And what we do is finance the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, a facility that we make available to our partners at Royal Family Kids and Teen Challenge now in 2022. Royal Family Kids works exclusively with children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11, a time in their lives when the love of Christ can change their direction. Statistics show that children in foster care are at much higher risk of being trafficked, turned to prostitution, pornography, drugs, gangs, prison, early death. It's not a pleasant future, but we can make a difference with your help. During the month of February, for your gift of any amount, our thank you to you is the groundbreaking book by Joe Horn and Donna Howell, Dead Pets Don't Lie. This information will be a blessing to you. It was a shock to me. I narrated the audiobook version and learned a lot about what we were feeding our dachshund, Sam, that I really didn't want to know, but I needed to know. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, again, you name the price, your gift of any amount during the month of February, and we will send the book, Dead Pets Don't Lie, to you for your donation. You can find out more online, two places, skywatchtv.com/donate or skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. And thank you. SkyWatch TV's magazine is now SkyWatch TV e-magazine. The availability and cost of paper makes it really impractical to print a hard copy anymore. Believe it or not, wood pulp is being diverted to make boxes so that we can buy stuff online and through for other reasons, but the cost, the supply of paper has gone through the roof. So it is now an electronic, a digital magazine. It's available for free. You can find it at the SkyWatch TV website, skywatchtv.com. Look in the right-hand column for the link. You can also point the camera on your smartphone or tablet at the QR code you see on your screen here, and that will take you right to the link. The document is a PDF, but it is hot-linked internally so that when you tap on a link for an article, you go right to the article and so forth. Again, it is the SkyWatch TV e-magazine available for free at skywatchtv.com or use the fancy new QR code on your screen. Documentaries for as little as $3, award-winning documentaries, available instantly in full HD wherever you are on planet Earth, available through skywatchfilms.com. SkyWatch Films, the new documentary film division of SkyWatch TV, Josh Peck's award-winning Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, directed by Gans Shimura, both of them award-winning films and available in full HD right now at skywatchfilms.com for just $2.95. That's a 7-day rental. You can also purchase unlimited access. Other films include The Great Delusion, the expose of the UFO phenomenon, and Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America. There's more there, and you can find them all. Again, instant access for as little as $2.95 at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. We get a military analysis of the end times. Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon, talk about being battle ready for the end times. They joined Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team this week on our broadcast show. You'll find the schedule for all of our broadcast programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. That's for the regular broadcast and all of our programs. Simply His, the women's show like no other, our health program featuring Charisse Parton, Return to Eden, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week, we talked to L.A. Marzulli about the E.T. Gospel and Unraveling Revelation. All of those programs, you find a channel in a city near you at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you get all of those right now, and you can toss out the schedule. Create your own schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and then whenever you click the remote, we will be there. You can also bring all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. All of our video content, plus important news and a calendar of upcoming events featuring Skywatch TV personnel, right there in the palm of your hand. We've got links to the app stores for the different formats for your convenience. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website, skywatchtv.com. Again, where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.